North Lakes Endocrinology, this is Gaina.
Hi Gaina, how are you?
Good thanks, how are you?
Good thanks. I don't know whether you can help me or I usually talk to, and her name's gone out of my head for years. Who's the other lady that works there?
We have a few. Do you mean administration staff?
Yeah, I don't know whether she's a practice manager. Do you have a practice manager there?
So Mel is our practice manager, but she's off today.
Yeah, no, it was Mel. But anyway, I need to speak to you, somebody. I'm on, my name's Lynn Cullinane, and I was in hospital, so I couldn't see Dr. Devajula in November, but I'm seeing her in January. Now, I'm on a tablet, and I know I'm picking up my Webster pack for a month, and I know I've got that tablet in my Webster pack, and I'm unsure whether Dr. Devajula has to write out the script for that or whether she wants to see me before she writes another script out.
Which medication
is it? Can my doctor write the script out if I'm running low?
Okay. Which medication is it for?
It's the one that's the expensive one. I think it starts with an X. But the correct name is I've got it here, hang on. Hang on, love, I've just got to find it.
That's okay.
I'll pop in a request. He probably might not get to it for this afternoon, but I'll pop in a request if there's any issues or he wants to talk to you before. No worries, thanks,
Hudson. It's, I'll spell it. T-O-F-A-C-I-T-I-N-I-B, five M.
Sorry,
T for Dave. T-O-F, T for Tom, O-F-A, C-I-T, I-N-I-B,
okay.
5 milligrams two times per day.
All right. What was your date of birth?
13/150.
All right. I'll just see what I can find out for you. Do you mind holding a moment?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain, and I'm unsure about this, but the last time I got the script, my doctor wasn't in and I had to go to another doctor.
Yep.
And she wrote the script out and it was accepted by the chemist. But somebody told me that only the specialist, Dr. Devajula, can write those scripts out. So I'm unsure what to do in the future, whether she only has to write them out or can the doctors write them out on my behalf, or does she have to see me first?
Yeah.
And I'm seeing her, I'll just tell you.
The 15th of January?
Yep.
15th of January.
Is it the 15th of January I'm seeing her?
Yeah, that's the appointment I have here, 2:05 p.m.
Is that at North Lakes?
Yeah,
or
North Lakes.
The hub? Oh, that's right, because it's really going to be hard to get in and see her.
Yeah.
So that's 2:15 at North Lakes.
2:05.
Oh, 2:05.
Yeah. So I'll just have a look at your file and see what I can find out for you about the medication. Do you mind holding a moment?
No, that'd be great. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. Okay, thank you for waiting. So I will need to check with the doctor about that. I'm not entirely sure whether the GP can prescribe it. So generally, with other medications, as long as it's in the correspondence back to your GP, then the GP can prescribe it if the specialist has prescribed it in the first instance. I'm just not 100% about this medication in particular because it seems to be quite niche. So I'll send
you
her an email.
So, what did you say you think it's what?
It's quite niche. It's not commonly prescribed.
Exactly.
So, I will just have to double check. So I'll send her an email today and see if you are able to get that from your GP and I can give you a call back or one of the other ladies will give you a call back.
Yeah, that would be great because I had a phone consult with my doctor the other day because my pharmacist rang up and said I needed these tablets and then she said, I think, and I know the one that she means because it's an expensive one, and she said, oh, you're running low on that, but I've got enough for a month's supply. And I said, well, I think I'm seeing Dr. Deborah Jeweller in January. And so I think I'm okay, but I just need to clarify whether Dr. Deborah Jeweller has to write that script or whether my doctor can do it on her behalf as long as I'm having ongoing treatment with her.
Yeah, so the pharmacist can actually give you that information. The pharmacist is able to tell you whether you can get it from your GP.
Well, she didn't know.
She didn't know. Okay.
No, so my last visit, the last script that came out is, I don't know how it works, but I went to, my doctor wasn't in and I had to go to another doctor and she wrote that script out and it was actually passed through.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing my pharmacist said she wasn't sure whether specialists had to write that out because it is a special tablet.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm just confused. My doctor did write another script out for Sing and put it over there, but whether or not the system will take that next time I need the tablets, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'll check with the doctor and see what the rules are. So it's a bit uncommon that the pharmacist isn't sure, but again, it is a very uncommon drug. So
yeah. So so Dr. Deborah Jeweller should know that whether she's the only one that can write that script out.
Yes,
or whether because I've got having ongoing treatment with her, whether that my doctor, as long as I'm, and I see her every 6 months, I see her twice a year.
Yeah, so she'll be familiar with the criteria involved in prescribing it. So I'll check with her and see what we can do. So we will get back to you as soon as we have an answer from her. Okay, wonderful. All right.
Thank you very much for that.
That's okay, not a problem.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.